Matimbe from Zimbabwe. By God's grace, I'll be taking you on this week's daily devotion. I depend on you. I rely on you. Your prayers are of importance. Praise God. It is good for us to hear the word of God through his vessels. Amen. His chosen vessels. You remember King Solomon in Proverbs 27 verse 17 said, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Indeed, that's a true saying, brethren. God's plan is to make much of the man, far more of him than anything else. Men are God's method. The church world is looking for better methods, but God is looking for better men and faithful men. The glory and efficiency of the gospel depend on the men who proclaim it. What the church needs today are men whom God can use. Men of prayer, spirit-filled, God-called, blood-washed men. Faithful, consecrated, and sold to truth and nothing else. These men should be able to interpret and use the divine blueprint. And in order for us to do that, listen to our Bibles, to the book of Exodus 25, verse 1, 8, 9, and 40. Let's read. Verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering from everyone who gives it willingly with his heart. You shall take my offering. Brethren, here is an emphasis that when we come to the Lord, there is a need to do that wholeheartedly. When you give unto the Lord, do so willingly. When you worship the Lord, do it from the bottom of your heart. And I can assure you, your offering is going to be accepted. Your prayers, God will hear and answer. Do everything sincerely. Verse 8 says, and let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you. That is the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all its furnishing. Just so, we shall make it. Look here, brethren. God is telling the Israelites that he definitely needs to dwell among them. He wants to be their God. These people would have to feel his presence. But for that to happen or materialize, a sanctuary had to be made. It had to be built. This sanctuary, no doubt, had to be built. But not anyhow. Amen. It had to be built according to the pattern which God would want, which God would show, which God would reveal. Thank heaven. There was a Moses, that great prophet, born to Amram and Jochebed, both of who were of the tribe of Levi. A man whom God by his divine commission sent to Egypt to face that stubborn Pharaoh and tell him right in the face the need for him to let go of the children of Israel. Amen. The children of Israel have been under the heavy yoke of slavery for 430 years. Now that man at Mount Sinai, God showed him the divine blueprint of the tabernacle of God, the sanctuary. God showed him all the measurements, the length, the width, the height. He showed him all the finishings. God gave him the blueprint out of which the sanctuary would be built. Praise God. Verse 40 of Exodus, the 25th chapter says, and see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain. Praise God. Brethren, which mountain is being referred to here? It is Mount Sinai. On this glorious mountain, Moses went up with Joshua. Moses left behind on the edges of the mountain 70 elders who were with Aaron and Hur. For 6 days, the glory of God covered Mount Sinai. This is what happened. And on the seventh day, out of the cloud, God called out unto Moses. It was in this mountain in which God showed and gave Moses the blueprint. Brethren, this leads us to draw the title of this week's daily devotion, the divine blueprint. That's our topic. That's the subject. That's the title. Brethren, let's together look at the word blueprint. A blueprint is a guide to making something. It is a design or a pattern that can be followed. Therefore, in essence, a blueprint is a guide. It's a design or a pattern that can be followed. To build the sanctuary, to build the tabernacle, to build the church, we need the divine blueprint. The word divine means something related to God. It is something relating to the supreme being. Therefore, the divine blueprint is a guide, a design, or a pattern given by God, who is the supreme God, the supreme being. Amen. He gave the blueprint to Moses, the prophet, in Mount Sinai. No one can deny that. And should there be any minister today who feels he is called to do the work, out of him, we shall require the divine blueprint. If that man fails to produce one, then we are going to bring in the sword of Galatians 1 verse 9 to 12. This says, as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now pursue man, O God? Or do I seek to please man? For if I still pleased man, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. Yes, Lord. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. These were the sayings of Paul, that great apostle. God bless you, brethren. Let's meet in the next service. But remember to bring with you the blueprint. Amen.